KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some areas of fog. It's 35 degrees. There is a dense fog advisory in effect for the entire KJAN listening area until 9 a.m. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with areas of dense fog and drizzle this morning and a high around 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, two people were arrested following a pursuit early this morning into Pottawatomie County from Omaha. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports that around 1 a.m., Omaha police had advised they were pursuing a vehicle on I-480 into Council Bluffs. The vehicle had been stolen at gunpoint. Bluffs police officers responded to offer their assistance. Authorities say Omaha police had deployed a tire deflation device before coming into Council Bluffs that disabled some of the vehicle's tires. A Council Bluffs police officer was also able to deploy a tire deflation device shortly after before the pursuit ended, that is, at South 19th Street and 8th Avenue. The occupants of the vehicle were detained without further incident. The driver, Christopher Petrie, was arrested for theft in the first degree and felony eluding. A rear seat passenger, Shaquala Rock, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Bryant Rasmussen Monday reported to the Parks and Rec Board that after talking with Atlantic YMCA Aquatic Program Director Chelsea Huddleston, it was decided to eliminate the membership aspect of the Sunnyside Pool due to issues with people sharing memberships and other such issues. Those problems, he said, resulted in a loss of revenue. Instead, there will simply be a straight reduced daily fee for now to see how that works out. They're also working on using the city's Seamless Dock program that would enable users of the pool to pay for admission and concessions with a card instead of just cash and change. Rasmussen said they're going to move forward with as many summer projects as possible, taking into account COVID safety protocols. And he said the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department will host its second annual Easter egg cruise in participation with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The event takes place on April 3rd. Details are forthcoming. Anyone thinking about being a vendor at the Produce in the Park this summer is invited to attend the 2021 vendor meeting that takes place this Friday, March 19th at 6 p.m. The meeting can be attended in person or virtually. Those attending in person are asked to bring their own lawn chairs, mask, and social distance. Those interested in attending virtually should contact Market Manager Brigham Hoig at produceintheparkatlanticiowa@gmail.com or call 712-249-5870 for connection information. RSVPs are appreciated but not required. Produce in the Park is held every Thursday evening at 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. beginning June through the end of September in the Atlantic City Park. Both food and craft vendors are welcome. Vendors can register for the entire season or sign up for just a few weeks. Full season vendor registration fees are $75 for those vendors who are registered by June 1st. For more information on Produce in the Park, go to www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Don't forget also that the Produce in the Park continues to welcome vendors for Spring Celebration Market. That market is a pre-order-only market. The pre-orders will be accepted from March 25th through April the 1st, and customers will drive through, pick up their purchases at the Cass County Community Center on Saturday, April 3rd from noon until 2 o'clock. The market will offer baked goods in addition to local meats, produce, eggs, and more. Vendors interested in participating in the Spring Celebration Market should contact Market Manager Brigham Hoig at produceintheparkatlanticiowa@gmail.com or, again, 712-249-5870 by no later than this Friday. Produce in the Park 2021 Farmers Markets are sponsored by the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission, First Whitney Bank and Trust, and Cass County Tourism. A Crawford County woman has pleaded not guilty in the shooting death last month of her boyfriend. 44-year-old Beth Guzman of Dow City pleaded not guilty on Friday to a count of first-degree murder in the shooting death of 46-year-old Jeremy Frank. Crawford County Sheriff's deputies say they found Frank unresponsive and bleeding after a call February 21st to the home that he and Guzman shared. Frank was taken to a hospital in Denison where he was pronounced dead from a single gunshot wound. Prosecutors say Guzman told investigators that she and Frank had argued and that she shot Frank in a bedroom as he tried to leave. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says the economic stimulus package will be a campaign issue for Republicans in 2022, even though it means many people are getting checks. Ernst says there are many people who think the relief should have been more targeted.
They come to me. I heard even over the weekend when I was out doing county tours, folks saying, you know, I really don't need this $1,400 payment. You know, what do I do with it? And so you do have people that have been working. They don't understand why I'm getting a payment.
Ernst says the euphoria of getting the checks will eventually wear off when people realize the long-term cost.
At some point in the future, very near future, we do expect that the Democrats, to pay for all of this, will end up raising taxes. And that will be extremely unpopular for all the goodies that were handed out in this package.
She said she's also heard from government leaders who don't like the bailouts in the bill for poorly run states and cities.
That have said, hey, we had to tighten our belts during COVID. We did the right thing. We balanced our city's budget. And now our taxpayers' dollars are going to go to the city of Chicago or the state of Illinois.
The relief bill was pushed through by Democrats without any votes from Republicans. Ernst made her comments in a conference call with Iowa reporters. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs.